안녕하십니까? 2021학년도 대학 수학영역시험 9월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2021학년도 대학 수학능력시험 9월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is your principal, Ms. Carson. I'm sure you've all been looking forward to the reopening of our school store. I'm very happy to announce that after some improvements, the store will finally open again tomorrow. Based on your comments and requests, we have expanded the space of the store and replaced the chairs and tables. So now, the school store has become a better place for you to relax and enjoy your snacks. The store's operating hours will remain the same as before. Once again, our school store is reopening tomorrow. I hope you will all enjoy it.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, it feels so great to be out in the mountains, doesn't it?
Yes, Dad. Look at that tree. There's a squirrel.
Oh, there's also a bird on the branch.
I want to feed them. Is it okay if I share my sandwich with them?
I don't think feeding wildlife is a good idea.
Why do you think so, Dad? Isn't giving food to them helpful?
No. If people feed wild animals, they'll stop looking for wild food and they could lose their survival abilities in nature.
I didn't know that.
Also, certain nutrients in human foods are harmful to some animals. This is another reason why we shouldn't feed wild animals.
I guess giving food to wildlife is not as helpful as I thought.
That's right.
I'll keep that in mind.
3번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Jack, I've been waiting with these clothes for you. You're going on air in 30 minutes.
Sorry, Amy. It took longer than usual to organize the weather data and write my script for the weather broadcast.
I was worried you might be late for the live weather report.
I'm ready. What am I wearing today?
I suggest this gray suit with a navy tie.
Okay, I'll go get dressed.
Wait, put on these glasses too. They'll give you a more professional look.
Whatever you say. I can always count on you when it comes to clothing and style.
That's what I'm here for. By the way, thanks to your weather forecast yesterday, I was prepared for the sudden showers this morning.
I did say there was an 80% chance of rain in the morning.
Yes, you did. Now, go get changed.
4번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, David. How was your picnic with your family on the weekend?
It was good. Do you want to see a picture I took?
Sure. Wow, your son has grown a lot.
He sure has. He just turned 11 years old.
Time flies. The drone on top of the box must be his.
Yeah, he brings it with him everywhere.
I see. Oh, there are 3 bicycles.
Yes, we love riding bicycles these days.
That's good. I like that checkered patterned mat.
That's my wife's favorite pattern. Do you recognize that heart-shaped cushion?
Of course. We each got that cushion from our company last year.
Right. My wife loves it.
Me too. Oh, I guess your wife did the bird painting on the canvas.
Uh-huh. We all had a great time.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm so excited about going camping tomorrow.
Me too. I especially like our plan of watching a movie outdoors by the campfire.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
It's going to be so romantic. Did you pack the projector and screen?
Of course. I've put them in the car.
Great. Thanks.
Shall we take some blankets just in case it gets cold in the evening?
I've already packed them in our luggage.
Good. Oh, we haven't decided which movie we're going to watch tomorrow. Could you pick one?
Sure. I'll choose a movie.
Thanks. Do you know where the folding chairs are?
I think I last saw them in the trunk.
All right. I'll check when I'm putting the luggage in the car.
Great. I cannot wait for tomorrow.
6번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Vestine Electronics. How can I help you?
Hi. I need webcams for my son and daughter for their online classes. Which one would you recommend?
This one is really popular among youngsters. It has a great design and picture quality.
That model seems good. How much is it?
The original price was $70, but it's on sale. It's $60 now.
Nice. I'll take 2.
Anything else?
I also need a wireless speaker.
I recommend this one. The sound quality is good, and it's only $20.
Perfect. Then I'll take that as well.
Do you also need 2 of these?
No, just 1 is enough. I already have 1 speaker at home.
Okay. Also, this week, we're having an autumn sales event. With any purchase of $100 or more, we're giving a $10 discount to customers.
Great! Here's my credit card.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 송별의 장소를 변경한 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Laura. What's up?
You know we're having a farewell party for our boss Miranda next Friday, right?
Yes. The party is at 7 p.m. at the seafood restaurant downtown, isn't it?
That was the original plan, but I changed the place.
Oh, really? Didn't you say that restaurant is known for their great service and reasonable price?
Yeah, that's why I booked a table there. But I changed the place to the Italian restaurant near the seafood restaurant.
I guess you did that because Miranda loves Italian food.
She does, but she also really likes seafood.
Then why did you change the place?
I found out that some of our coworkers have seafood allergies.
Oh, that's why. By the way, Janet from the sales department said she wanted to come.
Great! I'm sure Miranda will be happy to see her.
8번 대화를 듣고 Run with your dog 행사에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Lucas. What are you doing?
Hi, Erica. I'm reading an email about a charity event called Run with Your Dog.
I've never heard about that before. What is it for?
This event is to raise money for animal shelters in the neighborhood.
That sounds like a really good cause. Are you going to sign up?
Yes. Are you interested?
Maybe. When is it?
It's on Saturday, September 19th. The event will run from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That's good. I'm free then. Where will it be held?
It'll take place at Magic River Park.
Oh, I often walk my dog there. Is there a participation fee?
Yes. It's $5. If you would like to join, I'll send you the link to the website, which provides more detailed information.
Yes, please. I want to participate in the event, too.
Good. I expect to see you there.
9번 블루먼트 솔트 마인의 특별 행사에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Bernard Reed from Bluemont Salt Mine. I'm pleased to announce that we're having a special event from October 10th to October 16th. It's to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the salt mine's opening. During this event, visitors will be allowed to enter the deepest part of our mine. Also, you'll have the chance to dress up in our traditional miner's clothes. Feel free to take pictures to remember your visit. But that's not all. There will be a 50% discount on the admission fee for all visitors. Last but not least, we're giving away a gift to all visitors. It's a badge with the Bluemont logo on it. For more information, please visit our website.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 크레용 세트를 고르시오.
Honey, what should we get for our granddaughter Emily for her birthday?
Well, I've been looking up crayon sets on the internet. Do you want to see?
Sure. How many crayons do you think are enough?
I think 48 crayons are too many for a 6-year-old.
I agree. But I also want to spend more than $10 on our granddaughter's present.
Definitely. Do you think she needs washable ones?
Yes. That way Emily can wash off crayon marks if she gets them on her hands.
I see. Look, each set comes with a free gift.
Oh, that's right. Which one is better for her? A sharpener or a coloring book?
I think the coloring book is better because she likes to collect all kinds of coloring books.
Right. I really think she's going to love our present.
Then it's settled. Let's order this one. Hello, Chloe. How's your leg?
Hey, Sean. It still hurts, but the doctor said I'll be fully recovered in a few days.
I'm glad to hear that. Then, will you be able to play in the tennis match next weekend as scheduled?
Mr. Brown, I brought this PE uniform that somebody left in the cafeteria.
That's very considerate of you. Is the student's name on the uniform?
Yes, but the student is not from our homeroom class. The uniform must belong to a student in another class.
Hi, Stacy. What are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Ben. I hope to finish my math homework around noon, and after that I don't have any plans. Why?
I was thinking about going to a cooking class at 5 p.m. Do you want to come?
A cooking class? Isn't cooking difficult? I'm already stressed out from doing my homework.
Well, actually, I recently read an article that said cooking is very effective in relieving stress.
What do you mean?
When you cook, the smell from the food you're making can help you feel relaxed.
I can see that. The smell of a freshly cooked meal calms me down.
That's what I mean. Also, when you eat the delicious food you make, you'll feel happy.
That does sound appealing. Perhaps it'll help me take my mind off schoolwork.
Exactly. You should definitely come with me. Honey, what time are we visiting the museum?
We should be able to get to the museum at around 2 p.m. after having lunch at Nanko's restaurant.
Okay. Are we taking the bus?
We have two kids with us, and the museum is pretty far from the restaurant. Let's drive.
But it'll be hard to find a parking space at the museum today. There are so many visitors on the weekend.
How about using an app to search for parking lots near the museum?
Is there an app for that?
Yes. The app is called Parking Paradise. It helps you find and reserve a parking spot.
That's cool. Have you tried it?
No, but I heard that it's user-friendly and convenient.
It sounds handy. Let me find the app and download it.
Okay. Can you find a parking space while I get the kids ready?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제인이 앤드류에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Andrew is preparing to sell his used things at his school festival next week. Andrew gathers all the stuff that he wants to sell and asks his mother, Jane, what she thinks of his selections. Jane looks through the items and notices that some of them are old and in poor condition. She thinks that Andrew shouldn't take such worn-out things to the festival because people won't be interested in buying them. So, Jane wants to suggest that Andrew should only pick out the ones that are in fine condition. In this situation, what would Jane most likely say to Andrew?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Last class, we discussed the harm caused by insects. Today, we're going to learn about the advantages that insects can bring us. First, honeybees play a crucial role in the reproductive process of plants by helping them to produce seeds. In the U.S., the honeybee's assistance in this process accounts for about $20 billion in crops per year, including fruits and vegetables. Second, insects like grasshoppers are a major food source in the world because they're high in protein and low in cholesterol. In Mexico, for example, you can easily find fried grasshoppers sold in village markets. Next, silkworms are responsible for producing most of the world's silk, which is recognized as a valuable product. In China, silkworms produce approximately 30,000 tons of raw silk annually. Finally, fruit flies have been used by many researchers in genetic studies. Fruit flies are practical test subjects for such studies due to their short lifespan. Now let's watch some video clips to help you understand better.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last class, we discussed the harm caused by insects. Today, we're going to learn about the advantages that insects can bring us. First, honeybees play a crucial role in the reproductive process of plants by helping them to produce seeds. In the U.S., the honeybee's assistance in this process accounts for about $20 billion in crops per year, including fruits and vegetables. Second, insects like grasshoppers are a major food source in the world because they're high in protein and low in cholesterol. In Mexico, for example, you can easily find fried grasshoppers sold in village markets. Next, silkworms are responsible for producing most of the world's silk, which is recognized as a valuable product. In China, silkworms produce approximately 30,000 tons of raw silk annually. Finally, fruit flies have been used by many researchers in genetic studies. Fruit flies are practical test subjects for such studies due to their short lifespan. Now let's watch some video clips to help you understand better.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? Is it 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.